95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer. I'm in the big chair once again in WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner for the boys' basketball season, coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports, and we will continue to do that as we look ahead to another week of the high school boys' basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. Despite some icy conditions in midweek, it was a full week of basketball for most of the city teams. Battle Creek Central in action on Tuesday. Penfield beat Olivet 60-43. Lakeview toppled Mattawan 50-30. Portage Central beat Battle Creek Central 66-43. St. Phil got past Climax Scotts in double overtime 71-67. On Thursday, Battle Creek Central saw its game postponed, but Lakeview was able to get on the floor, and they lost to Portage Central 73-61. Last night in our game of the week at the Inquirer, Penfield took on first-place Coldwater, and the Panthers beat Coldwater for the second time this year with a 59-51 win. In other games, Harper Creek beat Parma Western 65-35 to climb into a tie for first place in the league with Coldwater. And then St. Phil remained in first place in this division with a 58-39 win over Mendon. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this break on Coach's Corner on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Tom.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our first coach of the morning, Coach Bowling of Harper Creek. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Harper Creek only got on the floor once this week. You played last night against Parma Western. You came away with a 65-35 win. And while you were doing that, you're probably doing a little scoreboard watching. I guess it's getting to that time of year where trying to get into the top of the conference. You're only a game back going into that game, and you needed a little bit of help across town as Penfield played Coldwater. And Penfield took care of business, beat Coldwater, so that meant when that game was over and their game was over, you were tied for first place. I bet the boys were kind of excited about that last night.
they were, to hear that news. They were excited. Once we got in the locker room, we'd had a couple people tell us that news and put a little more extra spring in that step after the win last night.
Let's talk about that win last night. It looks like you got started early and often there, and shots are falling, and things are going real well for the Beavers. And talk about how that kind of started early and then kind of built on itself from there.
Well, it was first 4 minutes weren't the best for us. We fell back 9-4, like the first 4 minutes of the game. And then we went on a run, and then Nate Jackson hit a buzzer beater three to the end of the first quarter, and our momentum was good. And that just pushed us over the top with that shot Nate made. And I think our momentum and our enthusiasm really kind of took over, and you could see that they absorbed a punch right there, and their body language kind of changed right then and there. And that, again, when you kind of see that, our kids were like sharks in the water with that, and they really went at them from that point. And we had a huge second and third quarter and spurred a big, big run, and we held them in the 20s for a good portion of the ball game. They struggled scoring, and we were feeling pretty good about what we were doing on the offensive end, and kids were hitting shots, and it was contagious, and it was a lot of fun with that, watching that contagiousness.
Yeah, you had 11 different players score, which has been a trend for you guys lately, getting a lot of players in there, getting a lot of players on the scoreboard. Dylan Eversall had 13. Braxton List had 12. Spencer Denny had 8. But it sounds like, along with all those, everyone kind of getting a piece of the pie there and scoring, there's a lot of defense being played there and keeping them down. What were you doing there on that side of the court?
Well, we did a real nice job of holding them to one and out, so they weren't getting anything extra. And we knew where Hammond was the whole time and really did a good job of taking care of him. You know, and we've adjusted coverages based on where he was going to be, if he was on the point, if he was on the wing, in the high post. You know, we had a special coverage for that, which we've worked on all year. And then we put in another coverage, another rotation that which we needed to do when he was on the baseline. But they only put him in a couple different spots. They left him off the baseline, which they did the first time, and I thought they had some pretty good success with that. But they didn't put him back down there last night. And we did a good job of knowing where he was, and that was really frustrating for him to take away some of his touches. And when he did touch it, there was a guy right there with him, and then help was on the way. So we did a real good job of communicating, and then, like I said, we were really physical on the glass, and that really, when we're good on the backboards and we're physical, and that's a point of emphasis for us, that really takes us, our defense, to another level.
You had that big second quarter, and you said to go with a big momentum, a big shot at the end of the first quarter, and then the second quarter kind of build on that. And then when you go into halftime, sometimes things can get cooled off a little bit, and you've seen that as a coach, and then the third quarter isn't always the same. But you guys rode that momentum in the third quarter. How key is it, and what do you kind of talk to the kids about in terms of trying to make that happen in the third quarter? It doesn't always happen that way.
No, it doesn't, but what – we stubbed our toe at their place in the second half, and so that was kind of something that we talked about, and just coming out and making sure we play that, don't play the scoreboard, play to a standard and score, you know, as we say, 0-0, it's the, you know, new half, anything can happen. We did that, and then the other thing that was nice last night, and give our couple coaches a couple credit, is give Larry Quick and Mason Converse some love today. They organized the student section, and the student section was pretty fun last night, and I hope they had as much fun as we did. And we had a little bit of that going on, and that, you know, got that energy from them as well, and the crowd, and that was fun too. So that helped kind of fill the void when there were any kind of lulls.
By the time you got into the fourth quarter, it was a mercy rule game, running clock, and that means some kids can get on the floor that don't see a ton of time. But with your club, it's not always the case. You guys play a lot of players anyway. But did you see some kids come up in the fourth quarter that you liked what they saw and maybe can build for the future a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think Cole played pretty darn well in that fourth quarter for us. I mean, offensively, he can do some things. Looking forward to what he's going to bring for us next year. And then, you know, those guys, we have good practices, and they're a big part of that, all those guys that were in there. And, you know, what was nice, too, is they got that opportunity, and they play hard, and they didn't let up. And like I said, that was contagious, and they made some shots, and it was hats off to them for playing their butt off in that situation.
So that win last night, like we talked about, put you in a tie for first place in the Interstate 8 Conference. You moved to 7-2. You're now tied with Coldwater at 7-2. Penfield just a game back at 6-3. And that sets up a big week for Harbor Creek next week. Harbor Creek plays Penfield on Tuesday and then Coldwater on Thursday. So it's right there in front of you. The teams that you have been chasing or the teams that you're trying to hold off are right there, and those teams that are chasing you are right there too. So it's going to be a big week for Harbor Creek. Talk about what that means for the kids and making sure that they stay even keel, but also try to take care of business.
Yeah, well, we talked about every, you know, since the second round started, we've talked about how important every big big game is in the league, and the kids have been pretty focused on that. And we just have to go earn it. I mean, that's our approach. That's what we've talked about. We said that was how we want to do it, is just to go earn it. So we're not really counting on anybody else giving us help. And it was fortunate when it happens, but you can't look at it like that. We look at it like if we want that, we need to go earn it. And there's no way around it. So hopefully we got to earn it in practice this week and be locked in and be focused and continue to go earn it in those game situations and know that every possession matters, and little things can lead to big things, and we got to focus on those little things this week.
When you played Penfield the first time, it was about a real nice start for you there, a big second quarter again, like you did last night against Penfield, and took the momentum there over in that game. A lot of rebounding, keeping them to one and done was a key to that one. Also, a lot of the same things that you want to do every night. But Penfield, I'm guessing, will take a look at that tape and try to adjust a little bit. But knowing you had some success against Penfield the first time, that gives the guys some little confidence, but they have to learn to do it again, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the success from the first time, but every game's a new game. Right. So from that standpoint, you know, you got to kind of throw it away and refocus and, you know, here's what was successful, but you got to have a short memory. I mean, it didn't, what happened the last time, now they're at home, doesn't matter. We got to go show up and make sure we're doing what we need to do on our end.
And like we were talking about before, it'd be a quick turnaround. You're playing Thursday right away instead of a Friday night against Coldwater down there. And that's a game that you thought you could have played a little bit better against in the first time around and suffered a loss and put you in the hole that you did have that you had to kind of climb out of. Did you see some things against Coldwater that first time around that you maybe can use this time around?
Well, they shot the ball really well against us. We're going to have to kind of do a little better job on the shooters. That's for sure. So defensively, we'll have to, you know, do a little better job, I believe. And again, make sure they don't get anything extra, nothing free, and make them earn everything that they get. But, you know, hats off to them. They shot it pretty well. And we'll have to shoot it a little better when we get those opportunities inside the paint against them, along with our perimeter shooting. But those are some things that we're going to have to take care of down the road, but we got to take care of what's in front of us right now Tuesday.
Well, it'll be a big week for Harper Creek fans, a big week to follow the Beavers through a couple basketball games that could say a lot about how the rest of the season goes in the conference, and it'll be exciting to talk about both those games next Saturday when we get back together again. Coach, thanks for coming down.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Wickman of Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Doing great.
Good.
Lakeview was able to get on the court a couple times this week. You started out with a Tuesday game against Mattawan and came away with a 50-30 victory. The key to that game was a lot of really good defense in the first half. You held Mattawan to 10 points in the first half and got things started on the right foot there. What was working there early for you guys against Mattawan?
You nailed it already. I mean, our defense was really good. We had gone through, as we always do, you know, game plan and gone through what they like to do. And I thought our kids did a really, really good job of following the game plan, making sure, you know, they're one kid that's a really good shooter. We locked him up pretty good, and after that, there wasn't a whole lot of options for them. And you know, first quarter was 4 points, second quarter was 6 points. So that I think you're going to win a lot of games if you hold teams to 6 and 4 in the first two quarters. So that was good.
Yeah, LeBron Campbell at 23 points to lead you guys with 5 rebounds. Jackson Hardy had another big game, 8 points, 10 rebounds. Braden McGill, 6 points, 10 rebounds. Tavon Newton got on the board, 9 points, 2 steals, and a big win on a Tuesday in a non-division game against a Mattawan team. That keeps the momentum going. You got you guys to 9-7 and some balanced scoring there. But when you had that big lead at first in the first half and you came out in the second half, what was the key to keeping that going in the second half, making sure that you secured that victory?
Well, you know, it's the cliches that we all use, right? Like don't play the scoreboard, just play up to your standards, play the way we want to play. And I think it's, you know, I don't think that's rocket science. I think everybody would pretty much say the same thing at halftime. And then, you know, just make sure we continue to defend the way we defend. You know, I mean, if you do that, it's hard for a team to come back. You know, we were up, I think, maybe 19 at halftime or something like that. So it's hard for a team to come back from that type of thing if you don't give them easy buckets and you don't get lazy on defense. And then you also have to defensive rebound because, you know, that's another way for them to come back quickly is to get offensive putbacks. So, you know, those were the things that we kind of talked about at halftime, and I thought our kids did a good job in the second half.
when you get in a game like that and you secured the victory a little early there and you get some other kids on the floor, that's always good to do as a coach, especially late in the year, because you want to look at what you maybe have at the end of this year and also have coming up. Did you see some things in the fourth quarter that you liked and some guys that kind of step up for you?
Yeah, I mean, I just like the fact that, you know, we were able to get everybody in. There haven't been tons of family nights this year for us. I call it family night, where everybody gets in. And it's awesome because, you know, the kids that don't always see the court a lot in games are such a huge, huge part of your program and your team that sometimes they don't feel the love as much as they should, you know, because they come to practice every day and they work hard and they make sure they're doing the best they can. And, you know, so it's always a great, great night. And especially, like you said, this time of the year when these are kind of the dog days for some of these, for some sports, and or especially for basketball. I mean, we've been doing this since November. So, it's always fun to have kids come off the bench and that don't always get a lot of time. And I think the flip side of that, too, is to watch the guys that normally are playing, watch these guys who are now playing and get excited for them. That builds a strong team as well.
You guys had a quick turnaround. You played Thursday night, played Porter Central. You came up a little short. You lost 73-61. You only trailed by one at halftime, and then Porter Central separated themselves a little bit in the third quarter. What happened there in that third quarter that you guys kind of stubbed your toe a little bit?
Well, what happened was their really good player finally made some baskets. You know, we held him in check. I don't know that we held him in check. He held himself in check in the first half. He had some good looks and missed. But this, you know, the kid's really, really good, and he can shoot it from anywhere. And we knew that. We know that. We, you know, he's been on their team for 3 years, and he's only a junior. So we know all about this kid. And so I think at halftime, you know, we were fortunate to be where we were. But I also think we played really well. I think our first half, we played well, you know, and I think it was probably the most physical game we played this year. It was very physical and just kind of it was like a heavyweight fight in the first half. And then in the third quarter, you know, it was still like that. And then, you know, we lose him a couple times or, you know, whatever kind of thing happens, maybe an offensive rebound and kick out to him. And all of a sudden he hits a couple threes and now they get their – I don't even remember what the score was at the end of the third, but they kind of get a little bit of a lead. And then, you know, we just kind of snowballed from there. I think he had 26 points in the second half. So that's the name of the story of the game.
Yeah, that's tough
to deal with. The kid got on fire.
That's right. That's tough to deal with there. Your kids did their best to stay in the game. Jackson Hardy had 14 points, 10 rebounds. Braden McGill had 9 points, 8 rebounds. LeBron Campbell had 18 points, 8 assists, and LeBron Campbell is creeping up on that 1,000-point career point total. He left that game 2 points short of that, so that means maybe you guys come back home next Tuesday, and we don't want to jinx him, but that possibly he gets 2 points and gets that nice career milestone. How cool is it that have one of your kids to reach one of those milestones? It doesn't happen every year.
It does not happen every year. You're right. It's awesome. I mean, I think anything that he gets, he deserves. He's worked really, really hard. When you get to these types of things, you go back and look at records, and we have records on our program. And in my years at Lakeview, we've had Devin Klein with 1,000 and Tommy Moore with 1,000, and this will be the third guy that I've. So in 24 years, three guys. It's a very, very difficult accomplishment. And I think, like I said, he's well deserving.
The program has more than 3,000, but yeah, you've only had 3,000.
Yeah, well, you know, Styx Bolton has like 7 years
of them. That's right.
I think then he could play when he was in fifth grade.
Exactly. He's 5 inches taller than everyone else on the court, but that's all right. Styx Bolton. But that game is coming up here. You guys are playing Schoolcraft at home on Tuesday, and then a game in the division against Lloyd Norris following that. Schoolcraft is a team that you kind of add to your schedule the last few years, and they're a smaller school, but they are a tough school to play, and that's one that you can kind of go up against and kind of see where you stand because they are such a good team, right?
Yeah, you know, last year we went over there and laid a complete egg, and they just kicked the crap out of us. I mean, and so hopefully our seniors this year will remember that. So that, you know, they're I think they're 13-4, 14-4, or something like that. And then take a look at their schedule, and they're playing all the tough teams in class. You know, they're playing Tri-Unity, and they're playing Flint Powers. And so even their losses are to good teams, you know. And so they're a very, very quality program, and we're going to have to play. I mean, we're going to have to get after it Tuesday night at home. And then we did add Wednesday. As we talked about, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, Wednesday we go to St. Joe for a makeup day.
Okay.
From the snow in, I don't remember which storm it was.
So three games next week, yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So
correct, correct.
A busy week for Lakeview Spartan fans. It could be a fun night on Tuesday if LeBron reaches his milestone. And either way, we'll talk about that in the choir, and we'll talk to you about that next week, about LeBron and those three games. When we get back together. Thanks a lot for coming down, Coach.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Kimber, the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
We had St. Phil played a couple games this week, and as you guys are rolling towards your fight to try to stay in first place in the SCAA West Division, and you're able to do that with a couple wins. On Tuesday, you did a little shorthanded. You had played a Climax Scots team that you kind of handled earlier in the year, but this time around, it took you to double overtime. You won 71-67. You were without Carter Diswick, who was out for health reasons, but you were able to come away with that win. But it was a little scary there at some point, and also a little bit of a challenge with the kids you had on the court and on the bench, right?
Correct. I mean, we were short-staffed without Carter, you know, and we had a couple guys in the lineup that weren't feeling well either, and they actually took the day off of school the very next day because they were sick. And so we were definitely battling the illness bugs, but it was good to get the win. I mean, that was pretty much just the goal in the night when we knew we weren't going to have Cart. And we knew a couple guys weren't feeling that well. It was just, you know, it's still a conference game, still a division game. Just find a way to win and stay on top.
How'd that game kind of go near the end of the regulation there, especially you guys are being the hunted, so the pressure's on you a little bit in terms of that kind of game, and you want to make sure you get to the overtime when you get to that point, or maybe win the game when you can. And the kids probably can feel a little bit of pressure when they're the favorite in that situation. How'd that kind of go with it in their mind space a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit of a back and forth game all night. We actually extended our lead to, I think I want to say it was 6 or 8 in the fourth quarter, and you know, they just kind of chipped away at it and tied it with less than a minute left, and then you know, we had a play drawn up for the last second shot in a tie game in regulation, and it, you know, it just didn't work. So,
right.
Yeah, it was a tough battle, and then we kind of bulked our lead again in overtime, and then the first overtime, and then they had a couple late game situations that, you know, you don't necessarily see all the time. So they were able to take us to a second overtime. In the second overtime, we just kind of you know, we locked in and we closed the deal.
Those kind of games could do something for you down the road, right? Playing in a close game, you haven't had a ton of close games with the way you guys have been dominant this year, but playing in the close game and getting the win in the close game, what can that mean for the Tigers?
Those are big. I mean, I'm always telling them, like, adversity isn't bad. It's a good thing. It's especially when it's coming in the regular season, because it's preparing you for that postseason run. And so it was nice to play a close game. Granted, I never want a close game. but it is good to get that, you know, get battle tested and see how we react in those situations. And so we're ready for it the next time we see it.
Lincoln Diswick and Colt Myers each had 23 points in that overtime win, double overtime win. Jackson Diswick had 18. Chase Van Middlesworth of Climax Scots had 22 for them. Niall Sattler had 21 also. And But getting that win against one of your rivals, that's big. That puts you to 8-1 in the division that night, and then you, that came away, and you had a game last night to make sure you stayed in the first place there. Played Mendon, you came away with a 58-39. That result kept you in first place in the division at 9-1, and gives you a big week coming up. But that gives you a one-game lead in this division standings with two division games left. Ahead of Bellevue, and that's a good place to be right now, right?
Real good place to be. I mean, granted, I would still take in beating Bellevue the second time around to, you know, have the three game lead, actually. But, you know, I think it's actually, I'm trying to look at it, you know, silver lining is I think it's a good thing that we have to play these games with some pressure on us, because it's not letting us, you know, let the guard down a little bit, because, you know, you might have the conference locked up, and so you're just like, we're just now just floating into, coasting into playoffs. And so I think having the games mean something going on, I think it's great. You know, the boys are going to have to stay locked in. It's just going to keep them in that playoff mentality until we actually get to playoffs.
Carter got back on the floor for you last night at 19 points to lead the way. Lincoln had and Colt Myers had 14 points. And looks like there you were able to get on top of Mendon and then stretch the lead a little bit. What was working for you last time?
Yeah, actually, we were down by 4 at halftime or 6 at halftime. You know, they slowed the ball down. Props to their coach. He had a good game plan for the first half, and they really slowed us down. It was one of those games where I'm like, we need a shot clock in this state. Because just the pace of play they were content with playing, was that's not our style of play. We want to get up and down, and we want to play fast. And so coming out of the second half, we put a little bit of a press on and tried to speed up the game, and that seemed to work. You know, we got some easy turnover for touchdowns off of them. And then Carter, specifically, he had an offensive explosion in the fourth quarter. I think we scored 26 as a team in the fourth, but I think the bulk of his points were in the fourth. And then Colt Myers, and he's playing some of the best basketball I've seen him play in his career. Props to him. I mean, he had a big night on Tuesday at Climax as well, and so he's playing great. And, you know, we want to see guys playing their best basketball towards the end of the season, and Colt is definitely right there right now. And, you know, Lincoln's there too. He had a great night. You know, just didn't get as many touches inside as we would have liked, but, you know, we had a well-balanced scoring attack last night, and even on Tuesday we had a well-balanced scoring attack, so that's always a plus.
It's that time of year where you're getting some extra games on the schedule because of makeup games or whatever. It looks like you have three games next week.
Three games.
Playing at Maple Valley on Monday, right? Jackson Christian on Tuesday. Or is that Monday, Wednesday?
Nope, it's Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday. And then playing a division game against Athens next Friday. A big week for the Tigers there, and some key games all the way around. But that Athens game on Friday, that could be a lot of fun for the Tigers. If you were able to get that victory, that would clinch a share of the division. And then we're talking about something St. Phil hasn't done for a couple of years, and something that this group that you brought up ever since some of them were in eighth grade that have been thinking about. And how exciting that is that for the program?
Really excited. It's been 11 years actually since we've won.
So you know all the top of the head, right?
Man? Oh yeah. We've talked about putting this year 25 on the banner. So the last one up there for conference is 14. But no, it's a really exciting week, and you know, having the opportunity to go at least clinch a share on Friday, with it being senior night as well. That's really special. I mean, we've had guys like Colt Myers and Christian going on, Sawyer Weiss, our seniors. They've been up with us since eighth grade for a lot of the time. So, you know, just, you know, getting them some, you know, getting some goals achieved there at the end. It's great. It's exciting. You know, it'll definitely be, if we can do it, it'll be definitely fun to, you know, have a little celebration for it. But, you know, we gotta stay focused. I mean, the conference game is one thing, but Maple Valley and Jackson Christian, we got to look at everything as an opportunity to, you know, we're going to try some things out that we haven't seen yet, or that we haven't done yet. You know, just try to find something. If we can throw something in there late in the season to take it into playoffs that teams don't have film on. So it's a big week all around. And we're looking forward to it.
And a tough week to stay healthy, like you're saying. You're trying to stay healthy, and all of a sudden you have three games in 1 week. So that's a challenge all the way around, but I guess that's why you make the big bucks, right?
Yeah, the big bucks there.
That's right. right. Well, we look forward to talking about all those games and a possible division championship next week when we get together on Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot for coming on down, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer. We're back here with our next Coach of the Morning here. We have Coach Robbie Hedden of Penfield on the phone with us. How's it going, Coach?
Good. Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing great. You guys are coming off a huge win last night, a big win knocking off first place Coldwater, and that's something to be excited about, and we'll get to that in a little bit here. But as we start the week off, you had a game against a rival out of division, out of conference that you sometimes see every other year, and it's always a fun game to play. Penfield hosted Olivet. It came away with a 60-43 win, and getting a non-conference win on a Tuesday is always great for momentum and great for keeping things going. And that's what you guys, that's the situation you guys are in right now. You want to keep things going because you guys are playing good basketball right now. You came out with that win, and you also had a win on Monday. So it is a big early week for you this week. And talk about that early Monday, Tuesday back to back and how well you guys played.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew this was a big week for us. Three games this late in the season isn't always ideal, but, you know, weather kind of forced our hand in this one. So, and it wasn't an easy week for sure. I mean, Parchment's a very good basketball team. They got a Mr. Basketball hopeful, and they got a couple really good players over there that we had a nice game plan for, and we're able to shut them down and get a win there. You know, and then we had Olivet on Tuesday, the day after. You know, the back half of a back-to-back game, you know, you always wonder how you're gonna respond to that. And our kids were a little tired at the first part. It was a close game at halftime, and then we really pulled away in the second half and started, you know, being Penfield and doing what we do. So, I was obviously really happy with getting those two wins early in the week. You know, it's good to kind of be playing in some tough games this time of year. You know, you want to make sure you're ready for postseason play. So, you know, it's definitely good to be playing some tough, meaningful games this late in the year.
I saw you guys play in that Tuesday game, and like you said, it was a little back and forth going into halftime. But in the second half, you guys picked up your defensive intensity and your rebounding, and were able to get some breakouts and a little fast break off long rebounds. And that surge really carried you the rest of the way. You made six of your first seven shots in the second half and went on a 15-3 to run and went up 42-26. And by that time, you guys were thinking about the next game, and a big victory for you. Calvin Pazin's had 18 points, 9 rebounds. Walling had 15 points. Lake had 11 points, 9 rebounds. Peyton Burlington even stepped up and had 9 points. So it was good to get some extra guys on the scoreboard there. And that set up the win there. And that set up you for a big game last night at home. It was your Winter Carnival game at home, a good crowd. And you had first place Coldwater coming in. And that was a big game for you. You had beaten Coldwater, the only team to beat Coldwater the first time through the division with everybody. And that gave you guys some confidence. It was a close game the first time. And you used that confidence to have a real nice start last night. And talk about that fast start and how important that was.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, watching their last couple films, we saw that they were really kind of leaving the post open. So we knew we could get Johnny Lake going early and force them to throw some double teams. So our game plan was to feed our big guy, you know, and he got a touch almost every possession. And, you know, it kind of got us going. And then when they realized they couldn't guard him one-on-one, they had to start throwing double teams at him, and that opened up. You know, Brevin Bailey had a nice three in the early half, and Calvin Payson's had a couple threes, and, you know, it opened up the rest of the team with Johnny getting drawn a double and sometimes even a triple team, you know, in the second and third, fourth quarters. So, you know, it was something that we picked up on film, and we were happy we were able to execute to start the game to get our big guys going and just kind of get the momentum swinging in our way.
Came away with a 59-51 win. And like you said, Johnny Lake had a huge game overall. That huge first half especially, he was just having his way in the paint, using all of his size and his big shoulders there to get some. He was playing one-on-one against some guys early on and then beating some double teams after that and had 28 points total. A huge game for him. But then those three-pointers gave you guys that balance that you guys are always seeking. And the victory knocked Coldwater out of first place alone. They were first place all by themselves. They had that one loss that you guys had given them early in the year. That gave them two losses. That put Harbor Creek in a tie for first place also. But it did a lot for you at Penfield also, because if you had fell to Coldwater, you would have fallen a couple games back in the race as the games are kind of dwindling. But with that victory, put you only one game back in the conference race. And that means all things are still in your hands going forward, and that's a good feeling to have. Is that right, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's definitely, you know, we still have four teams in contention to potentially share the title, or, you know, even some of them could win it outright. So, you know, definitely one of those things that, you know, we all, like I said earlier, you know, we want these games to be meaningful at the end of the year. You know, we have Harper, Plainwell, Hastings, and Parma left, and, I mean, those are all four tough games that we're going to be able to play, and well, we got to take it one game at a time. Our focus is solely on Harper Creek now. You know, if we can find a way to take a victory over Harper, that really is going to make things interesting in the league. You know, but, you know, we talked about this. We've got to control our own, and we got to do what we do, and we can't let other teams get us out of what we do well. You know, and just take it one game at a time, one day at a time, just keep getting better.
Last night, Coldwater, as they have all year, they're a good team that they've shown that. So they came back at you a little bit. They got within 5 points at with 2 minutes left. But you guys didn't blink, and also you didn't try to slow the ball at all. You kept your foot on the gas and kept going. So talk about that kind of as a kind of a balancing act there as a team kind of comes back at you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, basketball's a game of runs. You know, they had a late run where they scored 9 straight points, and you know, our kids withstood it and said, hey, okay, we'll take your punches. And then, you know, we're not going to back down. You know, we're going to keep running a little bit. We're going to keep looking for a shot, obviously, with, you know, I was telling Calvin last night, I said, if those threes go in, they're at the end in fast break. I said, everybody's going to love you. I said, you missed them, so now everybody's like, oh, why'd you shoot it? If you make them, everybody loves you. And, you know, I don't want Calvin to change who he is, and I don't want him to, you know, do anything different. You know, I supported that, you know, because that's what Calvin's game is, and, you know, truthfully, he's one of the best three-point shooters, I think, in the state. And if he gets going, you know, watch out. And then he was shooting pretty well last night, had some confidence, so I'm always going to support that decision. And, you know, unfortunately, they went down and made 2 threes back-to-back. So, you know, I'm not going to stress about that. You know, I told him that last night when we talked. You know, I just said, listen, man, keep being you, keep doing what you do. And, you know, I think he appreciated that. So, you know, yeah, I mean, like I said, basketball is a game of runs. And, you know, it was, that was Coldwater's turn to have a little run. And like I said, you know, I was very happy with when they threw the press on in the fourth, how well we were able to break it. You know, that their press gave us fits the first time we played them. It was a very similar situation. I think we were up 12 or 13 with about, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes left, and they put a press on and came back and made a run, and we were able to hold it, and it was kind of the same thing this time, but we didn't, you know, really turn the ball over too much in their press, so that was really a good sign of growth for our program.
So that sets up a big week for you coming up, like we kind of talked about, a game back in the standings. Harbor Creek and Coldwater are tied for first. You're right there at second. And you get Harbor Creek on Tuesday. It's a game that you played earlier in the year where they were able to get up on you with a big second quarter and take a few things away from you. But then in the fourth quarter, you found some things and got back in the game late. Just didn't quite have enough to get all the way out of that hole. Talk about how maybe that second half gives you guys a little bit of confidence going in Harbor Creek the second time, especially having Harbor Creek at home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing that Harper's going to do is they're going to drive the basket and try to get us in foul trouble, and it hurt us. The first time we played Harbor Creek, you know, Calvin didn't play in the second quarter. Johnny was in foul trouble. And without those two, you know, it really changes our dynamics a little bit. You know, and they made some big shots. You know, it's one thing that Harper does really well. They play ISO ball. And if they're on, they're on. You know, and that's part of it is, you know, that. really guys that are about here. You know.
Looks like we're losing you there, Coach. We're losing you there on the phone there. We'll look forward to catching up with you. A big game on Tuesday, Harbor Creek against Penfield. It'll be exciting to talk about next week when we all get back together. Thanks for calling in, Coach. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
On 95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. Coach Crum couldn't get with us this morning here for Battle Creek Central. They had one game this week. They lost to Portage Central 66-43 early in the week. Josh Pittman had 9 points. Kadero Davis and Derek Swift each had 7 for the Bearcats as they fell to 2-3 at that point, 2-13 at that point. Battle Creek Central had their game on midweek postponed because of weather, and they weren't able to get a makeup game going there on Thursday night. So that's another game on their schedule that they're going to have to see if they can make up going forward. Battle Creek Central has several games they're trying to get squeeze in on the schedule here. That's always a tricky situation for us to kind of keep up with, find out who they have to play left on their schedule, on their original schedule. They only have one game left next week, and they're playing Stevensville Lakeshore next Friday. But I'm guessing they're going to try to squeeze in some games in midweek. So we'll see if the Bearcats can get rolling after that. They end the season with some key games. They play City Rivals in the last week of the season. They played Harbor Creek and Lakeview late in the year. So they're trying not to build their schedule up too much after that. It's a unique day in high school sports here in Battle Creek today also. For the first time ever, a competitive cheer will have an all-city tournament. That is at Lakeview this morning. I think they're getting started just about now. The All-City Competitive Cheer Championships will happen for the first time. We talked a little bit about that in the Inquirer during the week. They had an invitational at Penfield, and we had a lot of nice photos in the Inquirer talking about Penfield, Lakeview, and Harbor Creek were all there at the Penfield Invitational, and all three of those teams will be in competition at Lakeview here today in the first annual All-City Championship. And All-City events for all the team sports in Battle Creek are always big. Everyone gets excited for those, and it's good that competitive cheer is joining the fray and adding to that and getting everyone excited about competitive cheer and to find out who is the top team in the city in competitive cheer. And if you still want to try to decide that, we've had an online poll all week in the Inquirer to vote for the top competitive cheer team in the city, and you can do that. We'll be back in Coach's Corner next Saturday with all our coaches, and thanks for joining us today. Thanks for listening. This has been Bill Broderick, the sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer on WBCK 95.3 FM.